Nailed it. And welcome to the HalfGuarded.com Power Hour. I'm your host, Mitch Pons. My co-host, Dan Ford. How you doing, Dan?
Doing fantastic.
Yes. We are ready to talk some sports after last week's pitiful show.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
But the election went pretty well, I think, all things considered. So.
We were pretty depressed about it at the time, which tells you that it's completely unhealthy to follow an election as it happens.
Or just at all.
And you should not mentally do it.
The happiest people are the people who don't even notice politics.
No, I think in this day and age you should probably be voting. But you should just vote early and then never think about it again.
Yes, that might be the key. Just vote and be like, oh, we got it in like in December or like the inauguration in January. Like, oh, we got a new president.
That's something.
That? Yeah. Yeah, that was that. But we had a lot of sports, not a lot of college football this week. Was there anything from last week that kind of caught your eye?
Oof, boy, it was a rough week. Well, Michigan has pretty much positioned themselves where if they don't beat Ohio State this year, you have to start wondering if Jim Harbaugh is ever going to beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because not only did Michigan look great, look great the last few weeks, Ohio State looked like pickled ass against Michigan State. Like, they won the game, but it's almost because, like, Michigan State just handed the game to them.
Didn't also Louisville. I'm sorry.
Louisville has fired their coach, Bobby Petrino.
Yes, Louisville's fired their coach. Clemson. Did they play last week? No, they were off. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, it feels like Clemson and Michigan are starting to make their cases for, like, hey, we got shot, y'all.
Yeah, you know, don't forget about us.
Yeah. Like, not to say, you know, and I think Clemson, if Lawrence can be a guy, if he can be a superstar, they got a shot. But he's going to have to play like a superstar. It's like, Bama just keeps on rolling.
Yeah, I mean.
They beat Mississippi State 28-0.
I think they gave up some points, but they didn't look great. Let's put it that way. I mean, the Mississippi State was not very
impressive. No, 24-0.
Wow.
Yeah, and looking over some stuff from last week. Nothing. The only thing big to me, I think, from last week is we know we're Big Ten West champions.
Is North God Dang Western.
Just as we predicted. So we're gearing up for Northwestern Michigan. What's going to be more lopsided, Northwestern Michigan or Georgia Alabama?
Northwestern Michigan, too, because Northwestern Michigan 1 was close, but that was before Michigan kind of figured out their offense. And now...
Well, Alabama, Georgia earlier this year was pretty close.
But
earlier this year just happened to be in January.
But the thing is that, like, Northwestern is shitty, and I think Northwestern's one of those teams. Like, one, Northwestern had a bye before they played Michigan this year, so they had... Yeah. A week to get ready and try to throw basically everything they had at Michigan. And now they don't. And Michigan's seen everything they've got. And I think if they play again, Michigan's going to beat them by 40.
Just looking over things from last. Oh, Clemson did play. They beat Boston College 27-7.
Yeah. A physical Boston College.
That was your 8 o'clock game. Wait until you hear about the 8 o'clock game this week.
I hope you have the Longhorn Network.
Oh, no, I hope you like the American Conference.
That's where we're at. I mean, it's SEC SoCon Challenge Week.
Yes.
Can we talk about the dumbest thing that people get mad at every year in college football?
Is this week?
Yeah. ACC and SEC teams are playing FCS teams in week 13 or week 12. This is stupid. How does anybody allow this? Okay, first of all, nobody's in charge. So if you, at this point, claim you're a fan of this sport, and you still think there's somebody in charge of things, holy shit, you're stupid.
Okay, and I'm sorry. I'm looking over some Big Ten games. Penn State Rutgers. It's not really
very
that much
tough.
Different than... Is that any that much different than Alabama, the Citadel?
It's probably easier. The Citadel at least runs the option.
And at least, you know, I'm looking through in the ACC, like, at least there's Boston College, FSU, Syracuse, Notre Dame.
Well, here's the reason why this
Duke,
is such
Clemson.
This is the reason why this is such a stupid thing that people bring up. The reason why the SEC and the ACC do this is because there's four cross-conference games between the ACC and the SEC. You've got Georgia, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Kentucky, Florida, Florida State, and Clemson, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And because of that, you've got, you know, a third of each conference is playing somebody other than a conference team in the last week of the season. So what does that mean for everybody else? Well, it means with that big a percentage of your league playing something else, you've got to move your entire conference schedule up to start earlier in the year. One, because if all these teams are going to be playing somebody else in week 14, well, guess what? Week two, they're going to have to play some conference games.
Yeah.
So when you look at the ACC and the SEC, every year there's that one weird ACC game where it's like NC State versus, you know, Louisville in week one. Or, you know, South Carolina has this weird habit of always playing in week one against somebody big.
Like South Carolina-Tennessee.
With South Carolina-Texas A&M, I feel like has opened up the season like
more than half the time. Some cases, Dan, in the South Carolina team, they legally have to play a team.
Yes.
From South Carolina.
South Carolina, both South Carolina and Clemson are legally mandated by the state. They have to play two teams from the state of South Carolina every season. Obviously, one of them is each other, and the second one is they got to play an FCS team from the state of South Carolina every single season. They don't have a choice. They have to do it. It's state law.
But it's like some people are getting mad about this, but it's not like the Big Ten is scheduling Ohio State, Michigan State the week before Ohio State, Michigan.
No, and
you know,
and then the other end of this thing is that people complain about the 8-game schedule in the SEC and the ACC. Well, one, nobody told the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12 that they had to play 9 games. They just decided to. And two, every attempt by the SEC, and Alabama, every single year Saban has been there, have tried to get the SEC to move to a 9-game schedule. It gets shot down every year for what I just mentioned. You've got four SEC members who have to play an ACC team every year at the end of the season, and they're not interested in being forced to play 10 Power 5 games a year.
And in recent memory, a lot of these ACC teams are pretty good. You know,
I mean, in the
like
case
them or
of
not, they're usually a pretty decent team.
In the case
South
of
Carolina,
three
Clemson,
out of, yeah, in the case of three out of the four, historically the ACC team is better than them.
Yeah,
you know, you're looking at. I mean, obviously, if you go back 30 years, obviously Kentucky was better than Louisville. But over the last 20 years, Louisville has beaten Kentucky more often than not.
Yeah.
Florida State has dominated the Florida rivalry since the 80s. You know, South Carolina has always been the little brother to Clemson. So, you know.
And Georgia Tech, I think that's traditionally dominated by Georgia.
Georgia Tech is the only one where the SEC team has a, you know, has a definite historical upper hand.
Yeah. So, yeah, the bitching about that's super annoying. I think the bigger issue with this week is just, like, the Big Ten and Pac-12 teams that could have good games all kind of stunk it up this year.
Yeah.
You know, looking through it.
You know, it's just a lot of whining about the SEC always tends to come down to I'm in a league where, like, here's the way you stop the SEC bias. It's very simple. Because I can tell you there's a lot of people in Bristol who wish the SEC weren't this good because it's bad for ratings. I mean, because whenever there's all SEC something or other, it kills the ratings because basically there's not that many big TV markets in the South. All the big TV markets are usually in Big Ten country or in, you know, Big 12.
Well,
Big 12. Like the Pac-12 has a legitimate gripe when they talk about bias because
the TV industry is definitely slanted against West Coast anything.
No, but, like, if there was a giant bias from ESPN, it'd be, like, a Syracuse
It's the Big Ten. It's definitely, yeah. like, towards the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And they've always had a little bit of a bias to the ACC, because the ACC does whatever ESPN tells them to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't want a bunch of Southern teams in the final. It just works out that way.
Well, year's college football final do pretty well?
Well, Clemson and Alabama have almost turned into a different thing.
No, it was Georgia-Alabama.
Georgia-Alabama. I don't think it did as well. I don't think it did as well as Clemson.
Look at that, because that was a great... That was probably actually one of the best finals in, like, recent memory. Well, I guess Clemson-Alabama a few years ago, actually. So...
But, you know, I can tell you that everybody who works in TV would rather it be Ohio State versus Alabama. Or, you know, Alabama Michigan versus Georgia. Michigan and Notre Dame are literally the two biggest fan bases in America and the two of the biggest markets you could be in. Like, yeah, you would definitely want those two teams in there, not Georgia and Alabama over... You know, over that. Yeah,
I think ideally you would probably want to say, well, really, are you like Miami?
If they could draw it up, they would want
you
Michigan.
Want Texas.
And if they could draw it up, they would, especially based on who's actually good. Well, if they could draw it up from scratch, they'd go Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan, and USC.
No, Texas.
That's what they would want. They would want USC over Texas.
Texas.
They would want USC over Texas.
I think more people in Dallas will probably watch that game than people in L.A.
No, USC is actually a big deal in L.A.
I don't know.
They don't. Yeah, they are. They absolutely are.
L.A. is now... No, there's only one team that's a big deal in L.A. And LeBron James is on that team.
And they ain't winning anything yet. And USC has this weird.
The Lakers have had more recent success than USC.
No, they haven't.
In terms of championships.
No, they haven't.
They have a more recent one.
2006 was USC, right?
Yeah, Lakers won in 09 versus the Celtics. Then what, 10? Kobe won 2 or 3. People forget that with Powell.
But, like, USC has, like, 40 years of, or at this point has, like, 25 years of being LA's football team. You're okay. Missing that football's more popular than basketball.
Is it? With these liberals in LA now, though? I don't know.
And USC's just got a different... Because, like, for so many years, they literally were the only thing anybody ever talked about in football, in college football. Which, that works in LA.
I don't buy this that anyone really cares about USC football.
They absolutely do. You're crazy if you don't realize that.
I just don't think it matters.
They're covered like a pro team in LA.
Who knows?
They're ahead of the Dodgers, dude.
I don't know anything about LA.
They're a bigger deal than the Dodgers in LA.
Well, yeah, it's baseball. Who cares about baseball?
They're a bigger deal than the Rams right now. The Rams could get past them, but they haven't. They're a bigger deal than everything's a bigger deal than the Chargers. The fucking soccer team's a bigger deal than the Chargers.
They're not, I don't know if they're a bigger deal than the Lakers, though.
They're not a bigger deal than the Lakers, but that's not what we're talking about. Like, you can be the second biggest thing in a city.
Nationwide, though, I think if you put, like, Texas Notre Dame in the championship, that's getting the highest ratings. Those are brands that sell, and especially in the emerging new TV markets. Because the other thing, too, when people are like, well, you want Michigan in there. Why?
Michigan draws the second best ratings in the entire country.
Where's this TV market? Detroit?
The entire Midwest, plus New York City, plus DC, plus, you know, Chicago.
But, like, if you look at the top 10 TV markets, most are in the South.
You've got Chicago, you've got Detroit, you've got DC, and you've got New York, and they're all big markets.
Atlanta, Miami, Dallas.
Okay. New York is what I said.
Most people in New York aren't watching college football.
They watch Michigan.
That's why
it was stupid that the Big Ten added Rutgers, because the two most popular teams in the state, the three most popular teams in New York City are in order: Notre Dame, Michigan, then Penn State. Rutgers does not factor into that discussion. Michigan's got a ton of grads living in D.C. and New York. And plus, they've been this, like, famous program, like, for 50, 60, 70 years.
I'm booting up.
The number one, the game with the highest ratings all season was a Michigan game. Michigan Notre Dame drew the best rating of any game all season.
Why don't they make good websites anymore, Dan? What happened to that?
Everything went to Facebook, who are run by parasitic vultures.
Remember when you could just get information without like clicking through a million things?
I just miss when we didn't have to go through slideshows, but that actually, was 10 years ago.
Oh, week 11. Let's look at the week 11 ratings. 3:30 CBS, Mississippi State, Alabama was the highest rated game last week. Over Ohio State, Michigan State.
Yeah, nobody watches Michigan State. Michigan State have one of the worst fan bases in the country.
Over FSU, Notre Dame. Oh, this is like a bad week.
FSU was terrible. Like, of course nobody watched that game.
I'm just saying, in terms of ratings, though, the SEC does tend to do pretty well.
It's just not Notre Dame, okay. And it's not Michigan. And the it's week not, before. And it's not U. Like, there's no team in the SEC that draws ratings like USC does when USC's good. Because when USC's good, that basically every person on the West Coast, that's their college football team.
The only time the SEC has lost to the Big Ten in ratings this year has been week 8, it looks like. We had Michigan State, which barely outdrew Alabama, Tennessee.
That game was over with by halftime.
Alabama, Tennessee was over by five minutes.
So what are we talking about? We're talking about two games that were really bad.
Okay, Wisconsin, Michigan did outdraw Georgia, LSU. Now we've turned into like the Dave Meltzer.
What was their drawing potential?
Well, you can't, it's why you can't put Brett Favre in the Hall of Fame, because he didn't draw like Tom Brady.
Absolutely. This is absolutely true.
But Matt Ryan's not a Hall of Famer, because he can't draw.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't even know how to hold a pencil.
Speaking of draw, Dan, 2 weeks, Saints-Cowboys.
Now we're talking drawing power here.
Drew Brees versus America's third most popular team.
Third?
Fourth?
They're okay. You're just doing games now.
Patriots, Steelers, Packers, Cowboys.
Packers are not more popular than the Cowboys.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm just telling you, they're not. Nobody outside of Wisconsin gives a flying fuck about the Packers.
Have you met Atlanta? We have tons of Packers fans.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of Wisconsinites who've moved south for warmth.
Okay.
Nobody who was not born in Wisconsin gives a shit about Green Bay.
Well, clearly, they're always on TV.
The Cowboys are, because they got Aaron Rodgers.
They were on TV when they had Brett Favre, too, okay.
Brett Favre was the most, okay. Proves the point.
Well,
the Cowboys are literally Black America's most popular team.
Well, Black America's most popular team is,
and it's not the 49ers. Falcons, I'm sorry.
The 49ers.
It's not. They'll buy Kaepernick jerseys and not anything else.
The Kaepernick jerseys everywhere.
But the Cowboys are and have been Black America's favorite team for, what,
that's
40
true.
Years?
I had an Uber driver see my Falcons hoodie recently and, like, immediately started talking shit. And I'm just like, y'all are, like, as good as us the past, like, 20 years. Like, we're probably a better franchise at this point. And we have a better stadium. Sorry, Dallas.
The Dallas stadium is a bit, what's the word?
Bloody?
Septic. Antiseptic. But that's always been the thing with the Cowboys. Like, Texas Stadium, when they first built it, was like the, like, Dwayne Thomas once made a joke. Dwayne Thomas, should have been a Hall of Famer. Kind of flamed out mentally, but was the MVP of Super Bowl VI. He made the comment that when the Cowboys moved from, they used to play at the Cotton Bowl in downtown Dallas, across from the fairgrounds, they moved into Texas Stadium, and suddenly, instead of a bunch of people, like, screaming and hollering and going, yeah! yeah, we won. We're doing good. It suddenly became a bunch of people who, like, golf clapped. It was like, oh, bravo. Bravo. What a play. Bravo.
Let's stay in the NFL news for a second, Dan. Did you see the news about Arena Mexico? Not Arena Mexico, sorry.
Jesus. Okay, Dave Meltzer. I loved the Arena Mexico show this year. Had great heat. Had way
the
more
stadium,
heat.
The stadium in Mexico City, the field was so bad that the NFL moved the Mexico City game back to L.A.
I mean, I know they're trying to, like, because I think everybody's kind of figured out that, one, London is not a great place for international business now for, I don't know. I don't follow the news. And two, nobody really believes, like, no city, when you go to them and go, hey, you need to build us a new stadium or else we'll move to London. They go, okay, big boy, move to London then. You do that. Go ahead and move to London. We buy that. So they got to figure out another place they can threaten to go. And they can't really threaten to go to Toronto because then they might get sued by the CFL in a Canadian court, and that might not go well for them. So where
that's
else?
That's why Buffalo's never moved to Toronto, right? Because they would have been a heartbeat.
It's a CFL. It's the CFL would threaten to sue them.
Yeah.
For they don't have an antitrust exemption in Canada.
Do you think the NFL should, like, maybe lead, like, a military effort for America to, like, take back Toronto?
Well, it was Montreal that America had, not Toronto.
No one cared. Same thing.
Very different.
they both talk funny. Maybe the NFL should, like, pay the troops to take over Toronto.
I've heard worse ideas.
You think Goodell, you know? And maybe I bet if those troops got together, they could put together a football team.
Am I the only one who thinks that if the Army put a football team together, it could win the Super Bowl? Said a guy who's evidently never watched a college football game before in his life.
He's never heard of, like, Army.
Or Navy. Or Air Force. Hey, the Coast Guard won last week.
Or the Citadel. The fake Army.
The Citadel's not really the Army. Like, they're not really affiliated with anybody, right? They just, like to dress up.
No, I think they're, like, loosely affiliated with, like, the Navy. But, yeah, they're not, like, an armed forces school. I think, like, if you go to the Citadel, though, the Air Force and the Navy will take a hard look at you.
You know, they're going to look at you as officer material.
Yeah. And I heard, like, a lot of people that graduate do pretty well if they were to jump to the armed forces. So yeah, but good move by the NFL, though, right? Because, like, I don't know if you saw pictures of this field, Dan, but it was pretty bad. It looked like an ACL waiting to happen, which is what you want with your L.A. team that's looking really good and maybe the next young superstar, Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know.
Would you love for Todd Gurley and Mahomes just tear up their ACLs?
Don't you think it'd be great if the Chargers moved to Mexico City, though, as they finally found a play? Like, I just want to see the Chargers move every 2 years to some other place
before realizing nobody wants
them there.
There's only one team that I think could probably move to Mexico City it would work, and that's the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders, I mean, if the Vegas thing doesn't work out.
We forgot to mention them on that list, but low-key, the Raiders probably are, like, a top five NFL team.
I would say second.
Yeah.
I'd say second.
That's why I thought that's why the Raiders are the one team in the NFL that could literally move anywhere and never have an issue.
No. That's not true at all. If they moved to Boston, they'd be fucked.
Okay. No one moves to Boston, man.
I mean, they were talking about moving to San Antonio. That would have been the worst decision any team has ever made. Yeah.
Well, San Antonio can't support the NFL team. That's stupid. But, like, if they were to move to
they were going to move to Portland, Vegas. That would have been a terrible decision.
Yeah. But, like, Vegas, that'll work.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if Vegas can support anything.
Well, they support a hockey team, so.
That's kind of a lot easier to do, though.
You tell us that here in Atlanta, Dan.
Well.
We haven't supported two, and I heard the other day that the NHL's sniffing around Atlanta again.
Well, does nobody ever learn anything, ever?
Well, now they want to build it in, like, a different part of town, essentially.
So the suburbs.
So, like, this time it'll work. Kind of the suburb. Like, an emerging kind of area that's, like, still kind of in the city. It's called Doraville.
I don't understand why leagues feel like they have to be in every major city instead of going, you know what? This isn't going to work for us, probably.
Yeah, that's why I love the NBA strategy, where they're just like, well, we got a team in some weird town, and we like it. We like being the only team here.
Let's go to Memphis.
Yeah, we'll just fuck it. We'll go to Memphis, you know? Or screw it. Yeah, we're going to put a team in San Antonio, and we're going to be cool with it. Or Portland. Look at Portland. Portland's one of the greatest success stories ever, you know?
Let's go to Sacramento.
Yeah. And I think it's largely worked in Sacramento. Like, when they're good, they come out.
Absolutely.
And the Kings are playing pretty well right now, actually.
I mean, it took a lot of incompetence from ownership to run off the Kings fan base.
Yeah. Well, and with Portland, that's what it took, too. It took, a, like, literally just having guys who, like, sold drugs to the kids.
So, like, to your daughter. Like, yeah. Like, sold your daughter coke.
And, like, bad coke. It wasn't even, like, those people in Portland, like, were like, well, if it's good drugs, we don't have an issue, but this heroin killed my daughter.
This heroin killed my daughter.
I may not buy a jersey next time I go to a game.
So. Fucking Bonzi Wells killing daughters left and right.
What is that? Do you remember when, like, Bill Simmons signed with HBO and they're like, yep, we're getting a documentary on the Jailblazers, and none of that's come out yet. Like, where's the
like ever? I guess oh, you mean out, like everything it? Else that's come out involving Bill Simmons' projects with HBO, where there's a lot of bluster, and then none of it ever actually happened.
Well, did the Andre the Giant thing?
That was shitty as hell.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah, it was basically a glorified WWE DVD documentary.
Hell yeah.
Because they, I mean, that's what happens when you get in bed with WWE over anything. Like, they're going to exercise a lot of control.
Yeah.
To the point where it's probably better that you don't even bother. Like, even if it's a good idea, it's like, well, if we've got to let them run it and do their version of things, it's probably better not just to not do it.
Yeah. Let's stay in the basketball arena really quick. Before we jump to NBA, I want to talk about this, Dan. Zion Williamson, have you seen the pictures on your timeline yet?
I've heard tell.
Are you buying into the hype?
I never buy into hype, especially not with college players.
The next LeBron hype, but could he be the next Larry Johnson? Fuck yeah!
What a weird comparison.
Well, he's athletic and he jumps high. That's you know.
Checks out.
He's the guy I want on my team next year. I'll tell you that much right now. Trae Young throwing lobs to Zion and John Collins. Yeah, that's going to put butts in the seats, baby.
All right, Tony Schiavone.
Do you have your Twitter open?
I do not. Hit me with it.
All right, let me, I lost the picture. Never
mind. Never mind.
I thought I saved it last night. Oh, there it is. All right, yeah. Check that out real quick. But yeah, I think Zion, like, clearly, right now he'd be the number one pick in the NBA.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And that's not a weird angle. If you watch the video, no, he just got that high on the lob. Like, someone lobbed him that ball way too high, and he caught it and slammed it down like it was no problem.
Well, that's not
that
fair.
Boy.
That boy can jump. That boy can... Oh, mercy me.
Yeah. So, Duke's going to win the championship.
Duke's going to win the football game.
Duke's... did you see the Ebbs post when Marco Rubio made that, like, three-point kick thing?
Yes. It's like him imagining him being on his deathbed, like, here, come closer. Come closer.
The kick Auburn's, is up.
Auburn's going to win the football game.
It is the greatest call in the history of sports, I think.
I think we got two really good ones within like a year of each other in college football. Because we got 94 yards straight through the heart of the South during the Ohio State march to a title. And then the year before we had Auburn's going to win the football game.
Davis has it. Is it the best is the guy in the back. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
It is, and like, it is the greatest thing I'll ever see for sports in my life. Like, people are like, Zach, why do you think the Falcons blew this? Or Mitch, sorry. Mitch, why do you think the Falcons blew the Super
Bowl? What's my name again?
Because, it's because God has cursed me with any sports team now because of that Auburn year. Where it's like, oh, you want two of the coolest ways ever to beat your rival? Okay, have fun never being happy with sports again. And I'll make that deal every time.
Yeah. It would have been, I guess, nicer if y'all actually got to win the championship.
I don't even need it.
Especially considering the shitheads y'all lost to.
Yeah. But, like, I was talking to somebody about that the other day. I was like, I don't even care. Because, like, the kick six, like, that's better than any title. I'm sorry. It is.
Is that the last time Bama wasn't in the championship?
It was, yeah, because it was the last BCS before the playoffs. So Bama could never win a championship again.
I everybody on TV has to be sick of Bama at this point.
Yeah, especially when they're going to blow everybody out. But at least they're funner to watch. It's like with Golden State. It's like, well, yeah, you're beating everybody, but like it's fun. Same thing kind of with Bama this year, with Tua. So
I feel like it's almost made it worse that they're also really fun. Because now it's like, I don't see any way to beat them now. Like before, you were like, well, if you could just get some points on them, their offense is maybe not built to come from behind. And it's like, nope, they're absolutely built to come from behind. They have absolutely no problem coming from behind.
Yes. I love it. Just like Kim Kardashian.
Hi, you.
Hey, now. Let's talk this, because we've rambled on long enough to get into picks in just a second. But, Dan, Jimmy Butler traded to the Philadelphia 76ers. You don't like the move for Philly. I like it for both teams, though.
I think it's a bad move for Philly because, okay, here's why. Name me a single time a team with a young core brought in a veteran who is still in his prime, but at the tail end where he can see the end of his prime on the horizon. Name me a time that ever worked out.
Rasheed Wallace, the 2004 Detroit Pistons.
All right. That's the best you can do.
Unless you can say Chauncey Billups was still young, which
Chauncey Billups was still young and in his prime.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably the only time.
That's also the weirdest team to ever win a title in, like, the last 20 years.
But it was also the most, like, Midwestern team to ever win the title. Because it was, like, a bunch of blue-collar, you know, hard-hat guys playing defense that beat, like, the glamour Lakers. It was probably the greatest Midwestern moment in sports history.
Just a bunch of guys with union cards going, I told yous!
We try hot, and then, like, Darko is just, like, the one weird, like, Polish guy that was there. I know he wasn't Polish, but for this...
Wait, isn't he Polish? What is he?
Serbian?
Is he?
I don't know. Serbs just usually produce good basketball players.
Does he have, does he have that, like, weird, it's not an umlaut, but it kind of looks like an umlaut over one of his vowels?
Let me look that up. But most of the time, like, tall white guys with funny names come from, like, Eastern Europe.
Well, definitely he's Eastern European, but Poland is Eastern European, too. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was... Oh, Serbian. He's Serb. Yeah, he's a Serb. So here you go.
Good time.
I was right. Yeah. There we go. But yeah, you're not a big fan. Like you said, typically something like this doesn't work out. I think it may. I'm afraid it's going to really fuck up Ben Simmons, so.
I think he's also the exact wrong guy to be. Like, look at what happened with the Clippers and Chris Paul. And, like, those guys were still young. They were still, like, enjoying being, like, they had a core of players who were young and enjoying being young players on top of the world in the NBA.
Yeah.
They weren't ready to grow up and be serious and, like, let's bust our balls every day trying to win a championship. They weren't at that point.
Let's get our fucking And then, like, the flippiness, too. We're going to put a lot on the line and get our fucking hearts broken, more than likely. Which can be very demoralizing to a young person, you know?
Yeah. But Chris Paul was like, no, you guys got to all be fucking serious as shit. I'm trying to win a title. I can see the end of my career on the horizon.
Yeah.
It's not that far away for me. And so you've got one dude who's just going to ride everybody, and they're going to all end up hating him, and they're going to end up hating each other, and it's going to be a misery. Whereas, like, I think a guy like Jimmy Butler belongs on playing with LeBron. Like, another guy who can see the end of his career. Like, he can see the end of his career. It's not like he's an old man yet, but he can see the end on the horizon. No,
because that's why LeBron went to L.A., because he knew he could make more money there. Because he knows he's probably got 5-6 years left.
Tops.
Yeah. And that's assuming that injury bug's got to come at some point.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And so, like, if you're Jimmy Butler, that's the kind of team you belong on. You belong on a team with another veteran who's going to, who's going to be sitting there with the same priorities you have, who has the same seriousness you have. But you don't have to sit there worrying about, okay, does this guy really know how to win a championship or not?
Yeah.
Because they've done it. They've been on a championship team. They know what it's like to play deep into the playoffs.
Yeah.
That whole, like, the veteran who helps the young guys learn what it's like to compete for a championship, that shit only works if the guy is, like, not, if he's already accomplished something and one, and two, he's not the kind of guy who's thinks he needs to be the alpha. Like, the guy who wants to be in the background, like, hey, listen, this is what you need to do. Not, yeah. Listen to me, I know. Like, it's gotta be...
Like a Kendrick Perkins or something.
Yeah, like a Kendrick Perkins or, like, Robert Horry. You know, a name from another era.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, I've been on, like, a shit ton of championship teams. I may not be an all-star, but I have some things you can tell. I can tell you.
Yeah, I know what you gotta do to win.
But I'm also not going to scream it at you because, like, I know I'm also not on your level as a player.
And, you know, the other thing with Philly, too, is, like, a lot of those players haven't really figured out who they are. Like, Simmons is just slowly figuring out who he is. I think Embiid knows who he is. That's why I think, like, the one guy who won't be hurt from all this is Joel Embiid.
Probably.
I think him and Butler will get along very well because they're both kind of, like, fuck you kind of guys.
Yeah.
Who just, like, if you look at Embiid's numbers... Anytime he plays against, like, another center that's considered pretty good, has a great game. Probably similar for Butler, too, when he runs into a wing that's really good.
Alternatively, they may end up, like, actually fighting each other.
Yeah.
They're either going to love each other or they're going to try to kill each other.
Yeah, but the big issue is, how are you going to fuck up Ben Simmons' development? And we're never going to get anything out of Fultz now.
Well... That's probably lost anyway. Like, yeah. But yeah, you might as well trade Fultz tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or cut him. I mean,
and just let him go somewhere else where maybe they can, like, maybe ship him to San Antonio where they're like, oh, we'll do this. We'll fix it. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, he's never... You put Jimmy Butler around Sam Fultz and he's just going to shit all over him.
Markel single Fultz.
Jimmy Fultz. His name is Jimmy Fultz now. Jimmy Butler has made him change his first name.
Little Jimmy.
You're little Jimmy now.
See, I think for Minnesota, though, I love what they got. They got more pieces. We've seen Wiggins play with fire now. Either Butler was really holding him back, or you listen to you, Dan. Because Wiggins has looked a lot better since the trade. And so has Kat. He's been more assertive. So, like, Minnesota looks like a better team now. Which I'm not sure Minnesota had needed to make that trade for Butler in the first place. You're telling me if Zach LaVine and Dunn aren't on that team, they're not maybe doing the same right now?
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like another move where, like, Tom Thibodeau doesn't really know what he's doing. Because, like, I don't know what he was thinking bringing Butler onto that situation. Because, again, it's the same spot. It's the same thing I'm saying. I mean, look, here's a great example of why I don't think bringing the veteran onto a team full of young guys works. That's literally what Minnesota just tried to do. And oh my God, it went as badly as humanly possible.
Yeah, I think Butler, the best fit, they probably couldn't get as much for him. Like, if he would have gone to Houston, that's perfect. Because, like, him and Chris Paul, both assholes, got along great. Harden doesn't care, you know? That's probably, like, the best fit, personality-wise.
Probably.
Probably there, like, Miami, but Miami's not going to compete for anything right now. So, yeah, did you see who the mystery team was, though, in there? New Orleans.
Well, I mean, they got to do something to try to keep Brow.
And I think that they would have been competitive. I think what New Orleans needs to do, the big way you keep Brow is you go, well, we're trying to move to the Eastern Conference.
Is that really a thing?
No, but like, I mean, if they added like an expansion team, both would probably be out.
It would be Memphis, not them. If somebody's getting moved to the East, it's Memphis.
Well, is Memphis closer when you look at it? Is it New Orleans?
Yeah, Memphis is a lot further east than New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I was thinking of New Orleans was like in Mississippi for a second on my fake map I put in my head. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure New Orleans and Memphis would love to move together.
Well, the other thing too, that's
because then they could all be with like Atlanta.
Detroit's further west than Memphis or New Orleans.
Well,
they're still in the, you know.
That's like the old Atlanta Braves rule, where for like 50 years the Atlanta Braves were in the Western Division because they were Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And then
the best was like the old NFC West, when it was like the Falcons and the Saints are in there, and then the NFC Central was like, here's Tampa Bay for some reason.
But my favorite thing was that it was like, when the Rams moved to St. Louis, it was the St. Louis Rams, the Atlanta Falcons, and the New Orleans Saints, the NFC West. Like, literally the only team west of the Mississippi River in the NFC West was San Francisco.
In Arizona.
They weren't in the West then. They were
in the East!
They were in the NFC East.
This is why they just, I don't know. Like, well, the NBA maybe just shouldn't have conferences anyway. How about that? We want to go like a little more, like SJW thinking there almost. Like, why do we have conferences in the NBA? Just take the 16 best teams, put them in there.
I mean,
more than likely you're going to get teams from Boston and Philadelphia and New York most of the time.
Look, I'm a big believer in every league that plays more than like 30 games should just have balanced schedules and then pick the best records and make that their playoffs.
Basketball, I guess, kind of get for travel, but then like you do shit where like, why is New Orleans in the same conference as like LA?
Well, that almost makes some sense because it's really in the NBA, they kind of base more of their travel on divisions.
Yeah.
And New Orleans is in the same division with the Texas team.
Yeah, with the Texas teams. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, if you're going to do that, you just got to move Minnesota somewhere else. Because they are literally, like...
they're literally in hell.
Or just put a team in North Dakota.
Or, alternatively, just move Minnesota to Seattle, and let's stop pretending anybody in Minnesota cares about basketball.
Can we be done with all the annoying Minnesota Timberwolves fans on Twitter?
Because that's literally the only fans of the Timberwolves that exist.
Yeah,
are people on Twitter.
And they're really good at tweeting, but...
They can't fill half a stadium. They never have been able to. The Lakers moved from Minnesota 70 years ago because nobody came to the games.
And it's not like what they only really do well with football. Maybe the hockey team did, but who cares? It's hockey.
The hockey team moved! They couldn't support NHL hockey!
The Wild are there.
They're there now. They used to have the North Stars, and then they moved to Dallas and became the Stars.
Oh, okay.
And they don't do that.
Dan Ford knows his hockey history.
Yeah. Well, this is just so I can own people online who are Whalers fans. My internet alt account is just a guy who's aggressively pro Raleigh Durham. And just shitting all over Hartford, even though I think they're like next to each other in TV markets.
Do you wanna jump in some picks?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's start. We should have this up by tonight, which is Friday. So how about this one? A game that was important maybe at one point. Memphis SMU. Memphis by 7. How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, this is a weird... I guess we now know why Norvell tried so hard to get a job last offseason. I guess he looked at this team and realized, ooh, this is a year to get out of Memphis.
Maybe he realized, oh, Cincinnati's recruiting well. So is Tennessee. Oh boy, I'm fucked. Like maybe it's like, and Kentucky's recruiting well.
Yeah, it's, you know, Memphis is, I don't want to say the run is over because they still could definitely be a dominant AAC team, but, you know, we're sort of at this point where I just sort of think, I think Cincinnati's about to take over the league.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Well, let's jump to Saturday. And let's look at this. Ohio State, Maryland, which something we didn't address. DJ Durkin, not there anymore.
Fired.
Yes. Maryland plus 15. Ohio State just came off a blow-off win of somebody.
Of Michigan State, but they look like shit. Like, that was more of a game where Michigan State just if you watch the Michigan State-Ohio State game, Michigan State had receivers running wide open all day long, and then they had quarterbacks who literally could not hit the broadside of a barn. Like, Michigan State has the worst quarterback situation in the P5 this year. Maryland isn't built to be the kind of team that does something to Ohio State because they can't throw. They're all about running the football and using all that jet sweep action, shifting, and then jet sweep stuff that Matt Canada has become famous for. But I don't really trust Ohio State. Give me... Plus, they're going to be looking ahead to next week. Give me Maryland.
Ooh. Give me Ohio State. I think they'll run away with it. Michigan State, Nebraska. Nebraska plus 1. Does Nebraska get their second win here? Maybe their third at this point.
I think Nebraska pulls this off because Nebraska has been putting up a shit ton of points every week.
Yeah.
And their defense is pathetic. After watching Michigan State last week against Ohio State, I don't think Michigan State's capable of taking advantage of a pathetic defense. Their offense is just horrendous.
I agree. I like Nebraska to win by a lot, actually. Let's do this one. A rare SEC conference game this week. Arkansas, Mississippi State. Mississippi State by 21. Can your boys in Arkansas, Dan, pull it out here?
Give me Arkansas. I think they might even pull off an upset. You know,
yeah, Mississippi State, probably not that good. Probably is overrated because everyone overrated Auburn. So thus, like, all these other teams in the West become overrated, I think. Mississippi State, probably pretty down after what happened to them last week, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and I think we're late enough in the year where Arkansas might be able to just pull something off.
I agree. Pittsburgh Wake, rare ACC, a classic ACC matchup. Sure. Pittsburgh by 7.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Over your Demon Deacons.
My beloved Demon Deacons.
Let's jump. NC State Louisville. Louisville plus 16.5.
Give me NC State.
How the mighty have fallen at NC State.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, like, 3 weeks ago when everyone was talking themselves in NC State playoff team?
Well, I mean, I told you at the beginning of the year when they barely fumble-fucked around with James Madison that this was not a very good State team. Yeah. But then the whole ACC collapsed around them, and it was like, well, maybe, maybe they can make a run. But one of the, one of the facts of college football is that if your only argument for a team is that their competition isn't very good, they'll find a way to lose to them.
Yeah. I agree.
But they won't find a way to lose to this team because holy crap, everybody's given up.
This should be a lot more. So I'm taking this all day. This should be like NC State minus 30, and that's not a compliment to NC State.
No, it isn't.
Not to go all Hell's Clan there. Utah, Colorado. Utah favored by 7.
The Rocky Mountain Showdown.
Yes. In the Pac-12 South, where I think we still don't have a clear-cut winner.
What's happened with Colorado's coach? Is McIntyre coaching this week?
No, that's Colorado's... Oh, wait. That's Colorado State.
No, Mike McIntyre maybe fired, but then maybe didn't.
I didn't see all that.
The local TV station reported he was fired, and then everybody else said, yeah, I'm not so sure about that, Chief.
Well, if that's the case, give me Utah minus 7.
Yeah, I'm going with Utah because this has been a weird week for good old Colorado.
The big one, 2:30 in Yankee Stadium. Syracuse at Notre Dame. Notre Dame minus 10. Give me Syracuse all day. Syracuse will win this game because this is what Syracuse does. They win dumb games.
This is their only chance to beat, this is the world's only chance that Notre Dame loses, basically.
Yeah. To the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely happening.
Yeah. I think Syracuse wins here. Syracuse money line plus 290. Maybe look into that. Who do you like? Do you like Syracuse plus 10? At the very least, I think Syracuse will cut it close.
Give me Notre Dame because I think this is one of those things where everybody's talked themselves into Syracuse to the point where I don't think they're going to be sneaking up on anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's the issue here. How about this Battle of L.A.? USC at UCLA. USC a 3-point favorite.
Give me UCLA. I really
think something, right?
I think USC needs to fire their coach. And I think it'd be good for everybody if they just went ahead and did it. if UCLA in year one of Chip Kelly, when they started out that badly, beats USC, I think that moves USC. Because right now everybody's saying they're not gonna fire him. But I think if they lose to if they lose to UCLA in year one, I think that changes things.
It's done. Unless they, beat Notre Dame next week or something weird. Next up, West Virginia, Oklahoma State. West Virginia favored by 5. I don't care about that. Over under, 73.
Jesus.
Are we getting that?
Give me the over.
Give me the over too. These are two teams that score. Oklahoma State almost beat Oklahoma last week. They're clearly a good team. West Virginia, I think, is probably this might get me in trouble. I think they're probably better than Notre Dame.
They're thinner than Notre Dame.
They are, but they played better teams all year. Top to bottom, maybe say Notre Dame beat Michigan's a better win than anything West Virginia has. But West Virginia has played a much tougher schedule overall.
Have they?
Has Notre Dame played anyone? Notre Dame played Texas this year or something weird? Or?
They played Michigan and beat them.
Okay, they played Michigan. West Virginia played what? Texas, Oklahoma.
Which is Michigan's a better team than anybody West Virginia has played.
Oh, no, but I mean, they did play, besides Michigan, who have they really played?
But besides the fourth best team in the country, who have they played?
Well, no, I'm just saying if you take that one out, their strength of schedule drops way more than, say, if I took out Texas.
But Texas isn't very good.
I'm just saying. They played more good teams this year than Notre Dame. Maybe
have they? Is anybody good in the Big 12?
Yes. Who's Notre Dame? Is anyone good in the ACC? The Big 12 is better than the ACC this year.
Is it?
Top to bottom, yes.
Is it?
They're more fun to watch, so they're better.
Well, I'm not...
Them's the rules.
I'm not sure that's necessary.
The Big 12, though, I will say. The Big 12, in terms of, five-star... This would be Dave Meltzer's favorite conference, Dan. This has put on the most five-star matchups all year. Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Texas. Those are three of the best games of the year. So give me, I'm just saying, I like West Virginia to win, also, given the over. I think West Virginia really wishes they didn't blow that game versus Iowa.
Well, everybody
retrospect, that was probably a bad idea.
Everybody wishes they didn't blow the game to Iowa State.
Yeah. Next up. Ooh, jeez. Is CBS even going to show an SEC game?
Just show a Navy game and be done with it.
Yeah. Auburn Liberty at 3:30.
No, God.
How about this one? Oregon State, Washington. Washington's favored by 33. Do we trust UW?
No.
To get the win here.
No, we do not trust Washington at all. Especially when it comes to having to score points.
Over under 58. I like under. That under. I like Washington to win by like 20-0.
That sounds right.
That feels about their peak. Jeez. Duke Clemson. Clemson by 28.5. Give me Clemson. They keep blowing people out. You gonna go with your boys, Duke? Your favorite team?
Give me Duke.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say that Clemson maybe puts this thing on ice early, and then
they blew out Louisville pretty bad.
Everybody's blown out Louisville pretty bad.
But if they did half of that blowout, that would be enough here to beat Duke. Is Duke as good as two Louisvilles put together?
Yes, absolutely. Duke is at least better than two Utahs standing or two somebody standing on each other's shoulders in a coat.
Your CBS SEC game. I'm just kidding. This isn't it. Ole Miss Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt by 3.
The weirdest fake rivalry in the SEC.
Well, it's the smart kids versus the dumb ones.
And they live in the same town because all the Ole Miss grads either move to Memphis or Nashville when they get out of school.
If they either work for FedEx because their fraternity brother's dad also works there, or they move to Nashville and hopefully find a rich girl to marry.
Jesus, I don't think
Nashville has a nice rehab. I don't know.
Stop subtweeting Stephen Godfrey so much. Or they moved to Nashville to work for a pro wrestling company as a publicist.
And end up changing the whole business. Slightly for about a month.
And then do the same thing like every 9 months. We're reshaping the whole business.
Remember when Dixie Carter wanted a reality show?
Remember when Dixie Carter...
Like, during the height of reality TV and every network was like, nah.
It was like, she was trying to... Wasn't they trying to do like a Real Housewives of Nashville and she was trying to get on it?
Ooh. I'll put her on that.
I'm like kind of disappointed that they didn't, because that would have been a hell of a deal.
You'd be like Chris Chrisley's wife.
They're like in Atlanta, Taylor aren't
Swift's,
they?
Huh?
I thought they were in Atlanta.
They got chased out of Georgia because they owed tax money. They're in Nashville.
That's very funny. Chased out of Georgia. Get the hell out of here. Don't drink any of our fucking water either.
Y'all go back up to Tennessee. Exactly. Don't tell Alabama about it, neither. This one, a game that no one will see except for those of us that just stream and steal games. Iowa State at Texas. Texas -3.
Gimme Ohio State after midnight.
Iowa.
I want some corn-fed football.
There you go. Some Cyclones. Also at 8, the game most people in the nation will be watching, Cincinnati at UCF. UCF -7, but that's not what anyone cares about. Does UCF finally go down? After some tough calls, like they only beat Navy by 10 last week. And Cincinnati's a good team, all things considered, so.
Well, they are. They're also kind of a year ahead of schedule, so mm-hmm. I think this is a game they maybe drop, but they play close, and then everybody kind of knows that next year
Yeah, I think the UCF, it just feels like that engine's run out of gas. If it's not here, it'll be in the bowl game or the championship game. I mean, UCF's losing at some point this year. It feels like it after watching some of these games. Because it's really hard to, I don't care what division of football you're playing or whatever, it's hard to win 2 years in a row every game.
Yeah.
Even Alabama can't do it. The SEC was awful for a few years there. Still pretty bad now, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But give me Cincinnati. Give me Cincinnati outright. It goes down this week. We'll see two undefeated teams go down on the most boring weekend in college football history.
That would be the best thing possible for the entire college football world.
Arizona at Washington State. Washington State minus 10.5. Who do we like?
Washington State. Arizona just does it.
I don't know. Khalil Tate. He's back.
Does it matter if they're gonna have him throw it 40 times?
Well, it does for my fantasy college football team.
Like, does it matter if you have Khalil Mack if you try to make him into Phillip Rivers?
Well, I think playing Khalil Mack at quarterback over defensive end would be a big mistake. Now, Khalil Tate,
Khalil Mack, same guy. Same guy.
Oh. So that's it for the week. What are we looking forward to? Probably Syracuse Notre Dame over here for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game I'm going to watch for a quarter, and if it looks like they may be able to make something happen, I'll keep watching it, but I got a feeling that's going to be one where we're all disappointed after one quarter.
And it's in a pretty cool stadium. It's in a baseball stadium. It's always fun. Right?
Yeah, I mean, is it? Because usually it just means the end zones are all fucked up and guys get hurt.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. Watching unpaid players. Watching interns. tear the ACLs up. I'm hyped for that. If I can find it, I'm going to watch Texas-Iowa State. I think that'll be a fun game.
Yeah, I'll be cruising Reddit for that one.
Yeah. And obviously Cincinnati, South Florida. I mean, Central Florida. I know what bar I'm going to. It's the bar that has a bunch of Central Florida fans that go there. I will go there and laugh in their face.
I'm looking forward.
They had the nerve to talk trash to me about Auburn. And I was like, listen, we blew that game on purpose.
I'm just looking forward to when they try to claim that that a Disney-owned company is biased against Orlando. That's my favorite thing about Central Florida fans.
They rule. My favorite was the Central Florida fans pretending like they were, like, really any better than, like, Kentucky. And it's like, nah, you're about as good as Kentucky this year. More than likely.
And hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, Kentucky's pretty good.
It's pretty okay. That's it for me, I think. Do you have anything else?
I think that's it for me.
Here we go. We'll be back next week for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
See, it came up really quick this year.
Yeah.
Just for having Halloween.
I mean, yeah. It's a fast one.
Yeah.
But
And then Danny knows coming soon after that.
What's that?
Bowl Stravaganza, baby. Is that what we call it? I forgot what we call it. Bowl Mania or Bowl Stravaganza?
A Bowl Mania might be stepping on some toes, copyright-wise. Bowlamania is running wild, and it's 30% less racist than Hulkamania.
But not towards
playing a bowl in Dubai yet.
We're 100% more racist towards Italians than Hulkamania, though.
Yeah, Hulkamania pro-Italy.
Where's the bowl? What would, like, the Saudi bowl be? Like, the Mercedes-Benz BMW Gold Bowl.
The Northrop Grumman. No, there is a Northrop Grumman Bowl. The Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman. And they just play a football
Lockheed
game.
Lockheed Martin presents.
They just play a bowl game in a Yemenese crater. Presented by Lockheed Martin.
MC'd by Hulk Hogan.
Well, you know something, dude. And then Jesse Ventura will get so mad that, like, now Hulk Hogan is getting involved in football. because that's the only thing Jesse Ventura's done that Hulk has never done, and that's call a professional football game.
People forget that. So, that's it for me, though, I think. Random fuck you of the week. How about Theresa May? Nailed it.
Good job, Theresa May. You are definitely good at your job.
Yep.
You are definitely also, very competent.
But maybe she's being bad on purpose because she wants to remain.
My favorite thing about Brexit, our Brexit update, remember we were the number one podcast for analyzing
Brexit. We were
Brexit
the only podcast that covered the Brexit on this website. People forget that.
One of the big things is that every dumbass English centrist who's hated Jeremy Corbyn has been like, he's not standing tall enough against Brexit. And then this week, like, Labour Party came out and said, we're not voting for this plan. Because you know why? He waited until they put an actual plan out and then said, this sucks. Because that makes it politically smarter than just saying, I'm against anything they put forward. Yeah. That doesn't play well with actual independence. But if you wait for the Tories to make a total ass of themselves and put out a plan that is obviously shitty, then you can go, yeah, we're not voting for this. We should have a new referendum. Then it makes sense. If you just claim from the get-go we should have a second referendum because we lost the first one, that's stupid. Anybody can tell that's dumb. But, yeah. You know, every, like, dumbass who went to Oxford who's in the Labour Party because they think it's more respectable to be in Labour, but who have no idea about how to actually do politics, is suddenly like, why weren't you in favor of this all along, Corbyn? And it's like, he fucking was, you idiot! You just don't know how to do anything! This is why you've all lost, over and over and over again. You're very bad at politics. Like, Corbyn waited and waited and waited and waited and set the trap, and then the dumbasses fell into it, and now he can knife them, and now they don't have the votes to pass their Brexit, which means if you don't have the votes to do a plan, then you can have a second referendum that says, all right, do we want to crash out of the EU or do we want to just stay in it? And you have a real justifiable reason to have a second referendum. God damn, I hate how stupid. Like, centrists in general are really stupid, but British centrists, for whatever reason, are literally like the dumbest people in the world. And I guess it's just all the inbreeding. Because if you're a centrist in England, it literally just means, oh, your mom was the third Earl, the third Countess of Derbyshire, and you got to go to Oxford because of that, and you literally can't spell, and your eyes are crossed. Like, you're literally more inbred than, like, the worst backwoods Louisiana hill person.
Yep. But okay, there's your Brexit coverage.
Yeah,
Brexit for now. Coverage. Maybe more in a couple of weeks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like when the Tory government blows apart tomorrow.
Yeah. So.
All right.
That's it for me. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. And on that note, fuck the Queen. Fuck Theresa May. Fuck the band Queen. Fuck Ole Miss.
Well, maybe don't fuck Freddie Mercury though. Or use a
hey, where can maybe just, yeah. Well, he's dead, so maybe don't fuck him. I mean, that's desecration. You shouldn't do that. And play the music, Jason.